have a very clear picture of how Mahabubha was actually acquired, the name Mahabubha. I've read Lord Maher, but it isn't very vividly expressed. Is there a story that captures the very beginning of that name? You know, when you're talking about Inferno, when he asked you not to let out his
name. You're telling me? Is it to me the question?
Well, he shut the door because the glare is so
sorry.
Our hearing is not that good. The light is not on.
The question was, after reading as much as I have, I still don't have a very clear picture of when he actually got the name Mahabubha.
I'll tell you what it is. What has happened is that naturally he was he was a kid amongst the kids, a scholar amongst the scholars, a sportsman amongst the sportsmen. With the passage of time, when he grew older, going to college, those who were with him in his school days, from the time they were kids and all that, who had wrestled with him, who had played with him, who had cheated with him, all this sort of thing, were continuing, you see, the train was there with them. And after that, what had happened was when Baba Jan kissed him and the awakening was there, the veil was rent, you see, and he became somebody. And his very personality was such that the friends who were with him, the relatives who were his, some or other naturally would call him Mervan. How Mervan? Come on, Mervan, where are you going? What? So it went on. So what happened is that the whole troop of those people, the early years, when Baba came to Mehrabad, they were there and they used to call him Mervan. Then they call him Mervan Ji. It's sort of a little suffix is put there to give a little respect.
Yeah.
And then they call him Mervan Seth, who is somebody, some big person, who is a wealthy person or something like that. So these are the little things that go on. But then what happened is that one day those who were there, they seated themselves and again the mind started playing Walter and they started sorting out. We feel so awkward, you know, calling him Mervan Ji and Mervan Seth and all that.
Munshi Seth,
actually. Yeah, Munshi is there. No, there was that other one, you see. I forget his name. What was?
Sayed Saad,
right. So what happened, there were Mohammedans there, Parsis were there, Iranis were there, Christians were there. So you see how it doesn't sound properly for us to address him like that. Should we have some other name? So they, a lot of arguments took place and then they were unanimous in finding out amongst themselves on their own, Mehr Baba. Baba is considered to be somebody religious, somebody great spiritual teacher, you see. So he says, yeah, that's a nice way of calling him out then. So they approached Mervan, Mervan Ji and Mervan said, says Baba, Mervan Ji, is it all right if we were from now on address you as Mer Baba? Yeah, why not? Yeah. So that's how Mer Baba started coming in.
What language would they have been speaking at that time?
Gujarati, Marathi, Hindi, English, all possible depending upon
Irani.
Or Persian, yeah, all.
Inferno.
Yeah, all this.
But as far as I remember hearing, when Baba left home for good, he left us Meher Baba with the name Meher Baba.
Is Meher mean compassion in which language?
Meher means, in Persian it is sun, S-U-N. Meher means compassion also. Meher means love, mercy, kindness, all that.
Which language especially?
Persian, Urdu, Hindi, Gujarati.
Gujarati also. Mer means mercy, compassion. Yeah,
all these languages. Yeah. And Baba means is a common term. You see, in India, in the East, you may call it. Baba means a very venerable person. Baba means some stranger. Baba, kya karte tum? And Baba means a little kid, a baby.
Yeah. So
Baba means a boy. Baba means father. Baba means great-grandfather also.
Yeah. But you see, Meher, the way it is written in Gujarati, it used to be Mahera. Ours is a very phonetic language. In fact, all our Indian languages are phonetic, how it's written. So when you read it the other way around, you say Rahim, Maher, Rahim. Rahim also means mercy.
Yeah, and Maher means
Hindu,
also mercy.
And Maher. Maher and Rahim. Even in English, M-E-H-E-R, R-E-H-E-M. Rahim is in Hindi, in Urdu, means compassion, mercy. Hmm. Mercy.
And what does Maher mean? What
was
Mehra mean? That was Mehra's given name.
That's a name. It's not Baba's given name.
No, it was Mehra's given name. What does it mean?
Mehra is a name. I don't know what Manija means. I don't know. It's a name. She should have been named Mehra long before her destiny, her unique role was known. She was already named Mehra. For Mehra.
Well, that's a good story in itself. That's an amazing story in itself.
Yes, it is. It is really. When you think of it, it is. But then you see these things are not by chance. Even in the worldly sense, it is not by chance. I read somewhere quite some time ago something very interesting. It said in this magazine, take the first letter of the names of all the leaders of the Second World War and see what happens. And so we did. It was done later on another page. Churchill is a C, right? Hitler?
H.
Roosevelt? And Mussolini is known as Il Duce, the Duke. Il Duce, I, Stalin, and Tojo. So, even long before the war, there's so much plan.
It's a play of the mind, brother. Play of the mind.
One thing I remember, talking of the war and the leaders, at that time we were in Bangalore when the war started. I know it had started on Nadine Tolstoy's birthday. We were there. And so sometimes the talk would also revolve around the events of the time. Now, not war as such, but the import of it from Baba's point, from Baba's ways. So we were all seated before Baba. There were many women, and Narina was sitting next to Elizabeth, believe it or not, and Narina was very much affected by the misery, like everybody elsewhere. But she expressed it. She expressed how affected she was with all the suffering in the war, the chaos, the really the unnecessary. The agony of war, innocent people, and all the things that were happening, she expressed a part of it in some way. And Baba was talking through the alphabet board, and suddenly Baba looked up at Narina, and I was reading the board. I was reading the board for Baba, where Baba was spelling out on the alphabet board, and Baba's eyes flashed fire. You know, that majesty, that divine anger. I mean, you could see, but there was a fire there. And Baba said, emphasizing on the board and looking at Narina, he said, "Do you think I would allow such a thing as war to happen if it were not absolutely necessary?" So, you see, we call him the compassionate one. We know his mercy, and yet we condemn. You know, that's the main thing. How could God allow all this? And, you know, it seems like opposite of what God's qualities are. His work is not just too limited. You see, we see things in short-term benefits, short-term sight. Baba is very, very far-sighted, very wide, very expansive.